This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The pasuk at the end of Parshas Bahar discusses the topic of Mechor Atzmoi La'akum, one who sells himself as a slave to a guy. And the pasuk says, Acharei Nimkar Geula Tielai, after he has been sold, he shall have a redemption. And Rashi explains, Geula Tielai Miyad, redeem him immediately from the guy. Al tanicheu sheyitoma, do not allow him and let him to become assimilated. Rather, get him out of this slavery as soon as possible. The Torah obligates the relative of this slave to redeem him immediately so that he does not remain a slave and learn from the master's corrupt ways. Rashi in Perek Chavov, Pasuk Aleph, tells us that the psukim in Parshas Bahar, beginning in Perek Chavhei, up to this point, are all written in a specific order and are a hint to a chronological order of events and punishments. At first, the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Shemitah, followed by the one who sells his metaltalin, and then one who sells his steachuza, followed by one who sells his bote orichoyma, a house situated in a city that has a wall around it from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Then the pasuk tells us the iser of lending money beribis, followed by one who sells himself as a slave to a Jew, and then finally the parsha ends off with Mechor Atzmoi La'akum, one who sells himself to a goy. Rashi explains the sequence of the psukim. A person who refuses to observe the laws of Shemitah will suffer the misfortune of having to sell his metaltalin, his possessions. If he refuses to correct his ways, his fortune will continue to decline, and he will be forced to sell his land, then his house, and then he will be strapped for money, and he will have to borrow money beribis. And if he still does not correct his ways, he will have to sell himself as a slave, first to a Jewish owner, and then finally, Mechor Atzmoi La'akum, selling himself to a guy. If we would witness this unfortunate chain of events, it would be natural for us to show absolutely no pity on this person. He's his own worst enemy. He does not seem to get the message. Hashem took away all his possessions, his land, his house. He was sold as a slave, and he still did not get the message. He surely deserves what he got, to be sold to a guy. On this, the pasuk tells us, Acharei nimkar geula tielai, redeem him immediately, in order to prevent him from falling even further. And this is a tremendous lesson, teaching us to never give up hope on another yid. No matter how far this person has fallen, no matter how entrenched he is in his corrupt ways, if the Torah tells us to have rachmanis on the one who sold himself to a guy, after not getting the message from all the losses he took already, and the Torah says we still must redeem him, we too must have rachmanis and compassion on another yid, even though he has fallen and seems so distant from the Torah. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk by Mechor Atzmoi La'akum tells us that the Jewish slave works until Yovel. However, as we mentioned before, it is the duty of the relatives to redeem this Eved as soon as possible so that he does not learn from the ways of his master. Rashi explains that he is redeemed by dividing the amount of money originally paid for this Eved by the number of years which remained at the time of the purchase until Yovel, which will tell us his value for each year. For example, if the Eved sold himself to the Goy when there were 10 years left till Yovel, and he sold himself for $10, that means he sold himself for $1 per year. If he worked by the Goy for 6 years, and there are 4 years left till Yovel, that means that the Goy still has $4 of value left in this Eved. So the relatives will give $4 for the remaining 4 years, and the Eved goes free. If there were 5 years left until Yovel, then they would redeem him for $5, 6 years for $6. The more years that remain, the greater the amount of his buyout. And if there are less years till Yovel, then the buyout is less. The Chofetz Chaim learns from here an answer to a question that many have asked over the years in the Golos. How can our generation be the ones to bring Mashiach, if the previous generations, who are much greater than us, could not? If the Chasam Sefer could not bring Mashiach, if Rashi could not bring Mashiach, how can we? And the Chofetz Chaim says that the answer to this question lies in our parsha. In the parsha we see that the closer the Eved gets to the time of Yovel, which was the predetermined time of his release, the less money he pays to buy himself out. Hashem has a predetermined time that Mashiach is supposed to come. But we have the power to bring Mashiach earlier, even before that time. As the Pasuk says, Be'itoi Achishena. There is a predetermined time, and that is the time of Be'itoi. And then there is an earlier time that can be rushed based on our mitzvot and masim toivim, and that is the time of Achishena, where Hashem can rush Mashiach to an earlier time than was predetermined. In order to cause the arrival of Mashiach centuries in advance of the predetermined time, tremendous chusim are necessary, something that even the greats like the Chasam Sofer and Rashi were not able to accomplish. However, as we draw closer to the predetermined time, the remaining balance of the years left is much smaller, and for that small amount of years, even our chusim can be enough. Just like the Eved buys himself out for less money if there are fewer years left till the Yovel, so too can we buy ourselves out of the Golos with less chusim as we get closer to the predetermined time of the Geulah.